Ernest, in the past, I know you've taught the media ethics course. I have a feeling this next topic will be one that could become a case study for that course down the line. CNN's chief medical correspondent, Dr. Sanjay Gupta, went to Nepal to cover the devastating 7.8 magnitude earthquake there. And when needed, he put down his notepad and his microphone, and he picked up surgical instruments. Here he is describing how he came to perform a procedure on an 8-year-old girl.
I was asked to do this by the doctors that were there at the hospital. Literally, I think it's, they just need another set of hands. And because the demand is so high, this is a little girl. Her name is Selena. She lives in a more remote area. She just came in today, a couple of days now after the earthquake. Significant head injury. Her home crumbled around her. She was outside, I understand, getting water. When she was brought in, Carol, it was the whereabouts of her parents were unknown, and she had a brain injury.
During that the producer ran video of Gupta in the surgical suite operating on the child, which brings me to my question, where is the line here?
Well, I mean, when it comes to cable news, who knows where the line is? That line is moving all the time, and this is another instance in which, and this isn't the first time Sanjay Gupta's done something around
similar stuff in Haiti.
It doesn't surprise me at all. I would say that if he's been asked to do this, and his help is really necessary and really going to save someone's life. I don't have a problem with him doing that.
Which, as a neurosurgeon, he's got some very specific skills that could come in handy.
Yeah, I don't have a problem with what he did. I don't have a problem with him saying, mm-hmm. Describing what he did. But I would prefer to see that after he's done doing that, as opposed to them being inside the operating room and showing all of that. But does it surprise me? No, he's done this before. It may help CNN in a ratings bump. The audience itself may be enamored with it. I feel a little queasy about it, but I'm not going to, jump down its throat on it.
So. I mean, I actually applaud him for doing the surgery because
I do too.
It's the human thing to do, and it's the professional and moral thing for a surgeon to do.
And he's bound by the Hippocratic Oath as well. Yeah.
But for CNN, first of all, to tape the surgery,
we don't know
if they got any clearances, so there's a privacy question there. And then to promote it just seems kind of unseemly. Let other people report that story that he did this brave thing, and CNN will still get the credit for it. However, there were some people that were trying to defend Gupta, and we're saying in the comments section on one of the stories that, well, CNN might not have let him perform the surgery if they had. Are you kidding me? If CNN had decided they weren't going to let him do the surgery unless they could tape it, somebody would have told some other media, and that would have been the straw that broke CNN's back.
See, and the other part of this that's kind of interesting, Mike, you had brought up the privacy issues. We would never see this happen in the United States because of our privacy laws, because of proximity and that kind of ickiness of, is that an okay thing to do or not?
Well,
but
you also have
the legal
implications of a hospital here allowing something like that to happen. You're right. In Nepal, you don't have those kinds of restrictions, whereas if you tried to do that here, you would have to have that set up way ahead of time, mm-hmm. with a whole bunch of lawyers involved. It probably still wouldn't fly.